This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-D-O-C-T-A-L-I. So a lot of people are all excited about this headline, excited in a good way, excited in a bad way. But a lot of us in medicine are like, this is not news. There's been strains of HIV out there. Apparently the big news, and it is a big deal, but it doesn't mean we need to panic, is there's a new strain of HIV that has been found for the first time since, I guess, the year 2000. And it took decades for us to isolate this and confirm that it's a separate new strain from the HIV strain, or the main one, that has been rampant now for decades. And mind you, HIV has been around, they believe it's been around since the 20s, maybe even before that, the 1920s. So, I know, isn't that weird? When you say the 20s, is it going to be the 2020s? And that's going to be crazy. See, we kind of got away with it with the teens. You know, like, well, I'm in the teens, and nobody really understands that. But once we start going to the 20s, since the 20s and the 30s, now that's going to mean something different. So that's going to be kind of creepy. But back to this, Abbott Laboratories, as well as the University of Missouri in Kansas City, conducted research. And they found that this HIV, now remember, there's HIV 1 and HIV 2. HIV 2 is rare. This is still the HIV 1, the HIV that we know. It's in the group M, which is still the most common grouping or class of the HIV, but it's a new strain. And these viruses have tons of strains. When we talked about flu, you know, there's flu, but then there's different strains of the flu. And so even though our vaccine is supposed to protect you against H1N1 and H3N2, there are still different strains that can infect you. So even though the vaccine is covering you for that umbrella, there's still different strains underneath that have differences. So basically what happened is, I think there was a case in the 80s, there was a case in the 90s, and then another case in the year 2001, where those, in those three specific cases, it wasn't the HIV that we knew, it was a different strain. So they were able to extract it, study it, and identify it. So pretty cool stuff, okay? Apparently the first two were found 1983 and 1990 in the Democratic Republic of Congo. They're unusual, and they didn't match the other strains. Why was it so important for them to identify these? Because if this virus does decide of this different strain to evolve and have the perfect recipe to become a pandemic like the other HIV had been able to, I think we have about 35 million people globally infected with HIV. If this virus has that capacity, we might have to change all our medications. We might have to change all our screening methods for screening for blood and transfusions and things like that. So, you know, we do need to be fastidious. Fastidious, is that the word? I know. I'm trying to use big words, okay? Cut me some slack. Judicious or fastidious or fastidious? We need to be fast. We need to work fast. How about that, okay? And very fastidious. You say it fast when you don't know what you're saying. Okay, I'll look it up on break. I'll look it up on break. Daniel, where are you, man? Yeah, is it fastidious? Oh, vestiges with a V. That's right. We need to have vestiges. I love it. Let's just go with that. Okay. So, thank you. Oh, I love you, Daniel. So, we need to be on guard. Now, I've talked to you guys about how we've had these viral strains and how HIV is a very, very super smart virus. HIV is one of the smartest viruses out there. All right? And I was in class. I went to UNLV undergrad. I went to UNR medical school. And both universities, I rose my hand during my virology class and during our HIV class, and I go, could HIV ever mutate to airborne? Because HIV is only passed by blood, breast milk, you know, blood contact, sex. And both professors, without even a hitch, said absolutely. And that was in the 90s. So thank God we've never had an airborne HIV, but people have been watching for that. So this isn't the first time anybody's been watching HIV. People have been watching HIV all the time because, like I said, it's a very, very super smart virus. So what's a stupid virus versus a super smart virus? So a stupid virus is like the cold virus. Like these coronaviruses and these rhinoviruses, some of the enteroviruses, but I don't want to play with that because there's some nasty enteroviruses out there. Those are stupid because when they infect you, you know you have it within days. And they'll maybe infect your respiratory tree, so you sneeze it out, you cough it out, and then they're self-limited and they die. So, you know, you're like, well, duh, okay, that's not really a smart virus in evolution. Then you got the semi-smart viruses, like the herpes virus and the hepatitis virus, where it infects you. You might not know 100% if you have it or not, so it's kind of tricky, it's kind of sneaky, and then it figures out how to live there in your body forever. The varicella virus could do that too, the chickenpox virus, and then come out of shingles. Those things are pretty smart, where they find a place to hide out and live. It doesn't kill you usually, but, they can. Hepatitis B and C can. But they know where to hide. HIV is the, this is the shrewdest son of a gun of a virus. Because one is, you have no idea when you get it. When you get it, maybe you get a little viral illness, maybe you get a little diarrhea, maybe you feel a little feverish. Most people don't know they get it. And they get it by, like, fun. They get it from sex. So this virus knows exactly how to get into a person. And then, does the virus infect the nose? Does it infect so much the genitals? No. It infects. The main cell it infects is the one cell that could fight it, the T lymphocyte cell. And it gets into that T lymphocyte. It flips the RNA to DNA, flips the genetic code around to make that cell now make new HIV viruses, and then those viruses go out and affect more cells. And so your body becomes an HIV churning sort of machine, even though other viruses might work that way. But HIV is so damn tricky, and it's so sly and stealth. So the second strain, yeah, we need to watch out for it. I'm glad they found it, but no need to panic. 1-877-9000. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you for you all. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So, they say there is a depression spike among millennials. And we're going to be talking about the generation divide. Apparently there's a big generation divide going on, and you're going to be hearing the okay boomer sort of catchphrase. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show. And I don't want the divide, okay? I'm in the middle of the baby boomers and the millennials. I'm a Generation Xer, and I'm like, I love y'all, okay? I'm not trying to be all, let's all just hug and, you know, kumbaya or whatever, but I'm like, honestly, okay, the millennials have it tough. The boomers had it tough, all right? You guys don't have to be grumpy. But this headline caught my eye. They say there's a depression spike among millennials, and it's hitting their pockets. Spending on the medication is expected to rise to $4,500 a year in the U.S. per each millennial. $4,500 a year to pay for their depression medications or therapy. They think it could also harm the economy. Now, this is a warning issued by Blue Cross Blue Shield. They say they expect patients to fork out an extra $4,500 of medications annually as rates of depression, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol continue to surge. So they're going to have less income to put back into the country. They say millennials are also more likely to take off time off from work due to their health woes, which will result in higher unemployment rates and slower income growth. Now, this warning came from Blue Cross Blue Shield, and I'll tell you what I think is going on. And Blue Cross Blue Shield is, I guess, made up of 36 healthcare companies, and it provides coverage for 1 in 3 Americans, according to Daily Mail. Its report found that rates of depression among millennials rose by almost a third in just 3 years, from 2014 to 2017. The number of those suffering from ADHD shot up by 29% in that time. High blood pressure increased 16%, high cholesterol 12%. Analysts did not predict what the exact toll would be, but they think it's going to cost each millennial about $4,500 in health care a year. So, they also say if that's the case, the average millennial income is going to be slashed from $39,000 to $35,000. And millennial health care costs are going to rise by 33%. They say there's about roughly 73 million millennials, those born between 1981 and 1996 in the U.S., and the baby boomers were the ones born between 46 and 64. I still don't understand that. See, when I was in school in the 80s, they said the baby boomers were the ones born when soldiers came back from the war on leave or whatever, you know, did some hanky-panky with the wife, got them pregnant. Because my parents, who were born in 44 and 42, always called themselves baby boomers. And they and their friends were always baby boomers. So I think somebody changed it to 1946. But the average person who was born during World War II calls themselves a baby boomer because of, you know, the leave sex, I guess. All right? But we won't go into that because the last thing we all want to do is think about how our parents had sex or how our parents were conceived. I definitely don't want to think about that. I do not want to think about that. 2017, there were 47,000 suicides recorded, up from 42,000. Then the ongoing opioid epidemic claims about 70,000 lives a year, up from 28,000 in 2014. So what the hell is going on? Why is there so much depression among millennials? And we're going to spend a little bit more time talking about this, but there's a few things going on, okay? I don't know so much if we have more depression. I think people have always had depression. I think you had depression in the 60s, you had depression in the 50s. I mean, I'm sure you had it in the 40s and the 30s, you know, during depression years. I mean, we had a depression. There's no way we didn't have depression. Depression's been around. Now, whether some people treated it by drinking alcohol, whether some people just, you know, were forlorn and had melancholy and just, you know, moved on, whether some people treated it by beating their kids or beating the dog, we don't know. There's a lot of things that were done differently back then than we do now. If you're a parent, you can't hit your kid. I remember, you know, my dad in a real bad mood. He had a bad day. We got it. We felt it. Okay, so parents can't do that anymore. Good. All right, so one thing is if you are upset or depressed or whatever, by law, there are certain things you just can't do. In the olden days, you could just get into a fight. You just felt like punching. You'd get into a fight. People get into fights all the time. You don't really see that much, you know? The other thing, too, is we have created a environment, which some people think is fantastic, some people don't, where you could be open about being depressed. You could say, you know what, I am depressed, or I have anxiety about it, or I, you know, and with that environment, we're like, okay, well, go see a doctor, take time off, take a stress day. And so we're very enabling. We allow people to, you know, feel those symptoms and deal with it, which psychologists have said has been one of the best things for you for that. But then you wonder if we do have a subsect of people who are maybe being put on medications that don't have to be. So I was in medical school once, and they were talking about depression and all that. And they were talking about, you know, long-term and chronic type stuff. And I go, and I just remember, I don't know what movie it was. Was it Marilyn Monroe's mom who had a breakdown? Or I remember I was a little kid, and there was a movie where somebody was famous, and their mom had a breakdown, and their moms had really, really wide eyes, and she looked like she was just not catatonic, but she just looked like she wasn't coherent. And I remember I was like, oh, my gosh, what's going on with her? And it scared me as a little girl seeing this in a movie. My mom goes, oh, she had a breakdown. She had a breakdown. So people always use the term breakdown. And so I rose my hand in class, and I go, okay, so then what's a breakdown? What's the definition of a nervous breakdown? Or, you know, this term that I had used, I had heard of for decades in movies and TV. And the professor said, oh, it's depression. If somebody has a nervous breakdown, they have depression. And I didn't buy that because I think, yeah, if somebody has a full-blown meltdown and they just can't function or whatever, you might have to treat them acutely. But that doesn't mean they have long-term. I think there are people out there that every now and then just have a little breakdown. You know, some of us call it a BF, a bitch fit, you know, where we just kind of yell and whatever. Some of us unload. Some of us feel better when we unload. You know, I had to speak to somebody the other day, and I was really calm, and I was in a good mood. And I was like, oh, everything's fine with X, Y, and Z. And then, you know, she's like, you could tell me, really, I need to hear criticism. And I just unloaded the criticism. It was really nice, really calm. I wasn't unhappy. I felt good not having to hold it in, you know. And then I'm like, well, gosh, you know, was I too harsh on the criticism? Well, you know, I was just saying, you know, things should have been done differently. This is how you do it in business, blah, 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 blah. And I was just very, very, you know, I was, you know, very, very academic about it. But I felt guilty, you know, unloading that. But the thing is, why are we feeling guilty about that? Why can't we just, whenever we're stressed, just scream? And just, you know, I go, sorry, just had to let that out there. You know, why can't we just go up to punchy bag and punch crap out of it? Why can't we be like, give me some ice cream now? You know, sometimes, you know, you just need to have a little outburst. But no, you can't do that in society. You need to go and you got to get medication. There's something wrong with you. The average person gets a bad day once in a while. Now, if you have more bad days than good days, that's, you need to be treated. That, you know, that's an issue. You shouldn't have to have more bad days than good days. But having a bad day is normal. It doesn't necessarily mean you have clinical depression. And the psychiatrists and the psychologists have amazing guidelines. I mean, very, very well drawn out guidelines. But a lot of people don't follow them. And they go, well, I have depression, I have anxiety, I need time off, I need a stress day, I need this. And so we've gone from a society, which I think is good, where I don't like the fact that people would hide it. You know, oh, I'm so embarrassed, you know, and you know, hiding their ailments. I like that we could be honest and open and you know, address it. People are very honest about having been alcoholics or, you know, overcoming. I think that's great, as opposed to in the past, you had to hide everything from other people. But then on the flip side, we might be overdiagnosing. When having a bad day or disliking your job or being in a bad marriage doesn't necessarily mean it's mental illness. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is making it official with his re-election bid as he's filing today in New Hampshire to be on the ballot in the first of the nation's primary states. However, he's not there in person. Instead, Vice President Mike Pence is standing in for him, filling out the paperwork and paying the $1,000 fee. The Republican governor there, Chris Sununu, says,
"The honor to be with the Vice President. He's coming here himself to file on behalf of the President. It's just going to be a great day."
Meanwhile, an advisor to Pence is on Capitol Hill answering questions in the House impeachment inquiry. Jennifer Williams, the first member of the VP's staff to be called to testify about the Ukraine phone call that President Trump had in July. She was one of the many administration officials listening in on that phone call with the President of Ukraine. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, there is a list, or I guess a study, or a publication, of where the fewest doctors are, which countries have the fewest doctors, and which countries have the most doctors. Apparently, the U.S. doesn't place very well. And this is from the OECD publication. And the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. And the figures were based on 2017 data, and it was published today in the Health at a Glance 2019 report by OECD. I don't know. So it's an international organization. OECD. So I don't know how you would, anyway. It's an international organization with 36 member states, and they study the economies and populations of developed countries. And they say concerns about shortages of health professionals aren't new, but these concerns have grown in many countries, especially as the baby boom generation of doctors and nurses starts to retire. They say over the past decade, concerns about the aging medical workforce moving towards retirement have prompted many OECD countries to increase the number of students in medical and nursing education programs. So, which countries have the most doctors? Well, Greece is number one. Greece has 6.1 doctors per 1,000 patients. That could actually work very nicely. I mean, I forget if I had 10,000 patients for me, but not all of them needed to see me all the time. So, but you can do okay. 6 doctors per 1,000 patients, if you divide the 1,000 by 6, to maybe 150 patients per doctor. That, not 150. Yeah, you can make that work. You can make it work. Austria is 5.2. Portugal has 5 doctors per 1,000. Starts going down. Norway, 4.7. Lithuania, 4.6. Switzerland, 4.3. Germany, 4.3. Sweden, 4.1. Russia, 4. And Denmark, 4. When you look at the countries with the worst, all right, U.S. is about 2.7. At the worst, you have Mexico at about 2.4 doctors per 1,000, Poland 2.4, South Korea 2.3, Colombia 2.1, China has 2 doctors per 1,000 people, patients, Turkey has 1.9, Brazil 1.8, South Africa 0.8, India 0.8, Indonesia has 0.3 doctors per 1,000 patients. All right, it's a problem. And it's, when I said it's doable when you're in a country with fantastic staff, fantastic nurses and pharmacists and all that. But if you're the doctor in Indonesia, and you're also the nurse, and you're also the pharmacist, and you're also the dentist, that's a problem. They say some countries, such as Australia, have already started to see the benefits of earlier increases in medical education places. The long duration of doctors' training means that it takes a decade or more to feel the impact of increasing intake into medical education. And so, recruiting more doctors. The UK has issues. The UK has issues because they don't have enough GPs or family doctors or primary care doctors. They tried to recruit them. They're hard to fill jobs because the doctors are overworked and underpaid. And so, you know, here we are. We're looking at healthcare, and I was on Michael Harrison's podcast this morning talking about Elizabeth Warren's Medicare for All. How I don't think it'll work because nobody's, you know, planning how to make sure we have Medicare providers. And here we have this study coming out going, you know, we have a doctor shortage. So why were more baby boomers or older people more inclined to go into medicine? Well, we had less jobs out there, or not less jobs, but less career choices. When you were growing up, you had a choice of becoming a doctor, a pilot, you know, a businessman, a shop owner, a fireman, a teacher, you know. And so it was pretty well, I mean, you know, generalized. But you went into teaching, or you went to business, or you went into the sciences. I went into biology. If I wouldn't have gotten into medical school, I would have then probably just got a master's in biology and then later taught biology, maybe gotten a PhD in biology. Not really a lot of options out there. Now, you know, when you, or engineering, right? Go for engineering. Now you have mechanical engineering, you have electrical engineering. And I understand there were all those types of engineering also out there. But I mean, there's biomedical engineering. You could work for NASA, but not necessarily be aerospace engineering. You could be a mechanical engineer in aerospace engineering. I mean, there's a lot more ways to do a job. And have a, they, you're not a jack of all trades anymore. You're specialized. Same thing with medicine. I mean, there are now pain management doctors. That used to not be a specialty. If you were a doctor, you dealt with pain. You were also a surgeon. You were also an obstetrician. If you were the you know, doctor in town, you did it all. And now, you have people going, oh, I don't deliver babies. I don't deliver babies. I don't, you know, I went into pathology. Or I went into thoracic surgery, so no, I really can't deliver your baby. And you get sued if anything goes wrong and you try to, you know, help a person with their medical woes based on your training. And training in medical school, you do learn it all. You do learn how to deliver a baby and all that. But unless you actively do it, you're not supposed to do it. And so rather than being a doctor who could do everything, now they're so specialized. And there's a lot of choices out there. So a lot of students are taking those choices. When a student hears that family medicine doctors and pediatricians and internists make the least out of all the other medical professionals, have one of the most scariest jobs because they have to know, you know, everything from your eyelash to a melanoma growing under your toenail that has nail polish on it, for them to be responsible for all that, plus have had to pay the same amount of schooling as somebody who went into surgery, it's no surprise that a medical student may be like, you know what, I think I'd rather, you know, go for a more lucrative field. Now, luckily, primary care is starting to be paid a little bit more from companies, but from what I'm hearing, you opening up your own primary care clinic is not lucrative at all. I had to close mine down. Once Obamacare came into play and, you know, people weren't paying their portion because they all of a sudden had these high deductibles and they were going through a recession and insurance wasn't paying, owning your own practice, if you just had your own mom and pop shop, couldn't work. And I'm hearing in many of these larger organizations that will hire doctors, you have to see a lot of patients. And you have a lot of productivity, and you have a lot of boxes you need to check off. And 40 to 50% of your day is paperwork, if not, maybe even more. So not a lot of people want to become primary care, even if you throw some extra money at them. And that's why the NHS in England's having an issue. That's why we're having an issue out here. You know, Medicare for All, it sounds beautiful on a stage. But do we have enough Medicare providers? We have about 1.29, I believe, Medicare providers. And technically, I'm a Medicare provider, but I don't see patients. So you don't know how many of those people actually see patients. 1.29 million for 350 million people. Now, somebody could say, oh, okay, well, that's one doctor for every 350 Medicare patients later. I still would not be comfortable with those numbers. You know, I'm okay with somebody having an ear infection once in a while, but, you know, I just don't see it working. So we do need to attract more people to want to go into medicine and more people to go into primary care. I'm not sure how you could do it in this, you know, in this healthcare system. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're going to talk a little sport news now. Anybody that's been watching some of the most recent football games, whether it was the Steelers or Chiefs or whatever, when any team starts to struggle, you're like, where's Antonio Brown? Not that Antonio Brown was going to go to the Chiefs. In fact, when the Patriots struggled, you're like, oh, okay, maybe they could have used Antonio Brown. And so what's been going on with Antonio Brown? So Antonio Brown is now obviously a free agent. He was let go from the Raiders when he got into a little pee-pee war with team managers. Then he went over to the Patriots. So he left the Raiders, went over to the Patriots. I think played in one game against Miami. And then rape and sexual assault allegations came out. and the Patriots let him go. And Antonio Brown is probably one of the best receivers in the league. And but his Twitter rants or his text messages started to be publicized. And I believe the Patriots are like, okay, no. Patriots have their fair share of controversy. So, and I think they're still dealing with some stuff, which we're not going to go into. And so they were probably like, this is just too much for us. So he was released from the Patriots. Now we're being told that Antonio Brown is scheduled to be with the NFL. I believe, is it this week or next week, to discuss the rape and sexual assault allegations that were made against him by his ex-personal trainer. Sources told ESPN that he is eager to give his testimony because teams have expressed an interest in signing him. And you know, people are like, why? If he has all this drama behind him, again, he's a great receiver. I mean, like, thank God the Cowboys have Randall Cobb. You see, Juju Smith-Schuster. He, you know, thank God Steelers have him. If you don't have a good receiver, you could have a fantastic quarterback, but the quarterback has to have somebody who's going to catch the ball and run with it. You need speed. You need Antonio Brown is a good player. I don't know where we stand on him and these allegations and his personal life. And you know, if he did rape, he's going to jail. But if he didn't, I'm assuming there are tons of teams out there who want him. Patriots didn't really need him. Patriots are still pretty good. So, although they really struggled that last game, I'm not sure what the hell happened there. So, sources say that he is eager to give his testimony. Personal trainer and former Central Michigan gymnast Brittany Taylor accused Brown of raping her and sexually assaulting her on three occasions between 2017 and 2018 at his mansions in suburban Pittsburgh and South Florida. The NFL has already spoken to Taylor, who initially sued Brown in federal court, but has since dropped the lawsuit and refiled in Broward County, Florida, civil court. So NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reported that Brown could have several meetings with the league and that the investigation is not expected to conclude anytime soon. And another woman has since anonymously accused Brown of sexual harassment, telling Sports Illustrated that he hired her in 2017 to paint a mural at his Pennsylvania home, and then he disrobed and approached her with only a hand towel over his genitals. In response to that story, the 31-year-old Brown sent text messages to the unidentified woman, accusing her of making up the allegation and threatening to look into her past. She sent those texts with Sports Illustrated, which we all saw. So Brown has not yet been charged. He has maintained his innocence against all sexual misconduct charges. And NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell does have the authority to suspend him. But again, he hasn't technically been charged. So a separate ESPN report claimed that the Seattle Seahawks expressed an interest in signing Brown. As you know, Brown was cut by the Patriots September 20th when his text messages surfaced. He was cut from Oakland after several incidents. So what's really interesting about this, whether you're into sports or not, is people are going to look. I don't think people realize how monumental the NFL's position on this is going to be. Because with the Me Too movement, we've had a lot of opportunity to be able to air things that happened to us. I mean, I felt comfortable talking about what happened with me. I would never out the person. If I didn't choose to press charges back then, I'm not going to do it now. You know, that's a personal choice I made for me, you know. But I can at least, you know, tell others, look, you're not alone. You know, it happens, and it happens to a lot of us. But on the other end, unfortunately, an unintended consequence is there's been people out there that have claimed they were assaulted when they weren't. And we now have an absolute mess. In the olden days, if you were assaulted and, you know, you reported it, you were believed. Now, no. Because we had people out there that screwed it for the rest of us. The first person that lied about being raped when they weren't messed it up now for all of us. And it messed it up for very innocent people out there, innocent guys that had nothing to do with you or broke up with you. And, you know, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. So you have people that are assaulted that don't get believed when they bring it up, or you have people claiming that they were assaulted when they weren't. And there's been a lot of confusion with this Antonio Brown case because, you know, again, how did this happen three different times? How did, you know, if you were assaulted, you know, why didn't you go to the police day one? I understand. I didn't go to the police, so, you know, I understand that. But then how were there three separate occasions? Unless it's, well, the first two, you know, you brushed off because it wasn't, you know, it made you uncomfortable, and then it finally led to this. So, you know, this could turn into some real jail time for Antonio Brown, or it could end up being revealed that there really was no assault, that there was a consensual sexual relationship, and later it was suggested that it was assault. So people are watching how the NFL approaches it. People are watching in engineering. They're watching in medicine. They're watching in... NFL is one of the biggest institutions out there. And nobody knows what to believe. And I've talked to cops. I've talked to people. They're like, I don't know if he did it. I don't know if he didn't. And usually what a company would do in this day and age is say, you know what, we're just not going to mess with it. Just like with the Patriots. Just, you're done. But you have teams that really need him. And if he's innocent, these teams want him. You have one of the best receivers out there. It's very rare that there is somebody so wanted. So if they are innocent, they may get their day in court. And the NFL may then bring him back on. And that is going to change how a lot of institutions approach allegations. Now, he's been out for a big part of this season. And again, when it comes to sexual assault and sexual harassment, in this day and age, you are guilty until proven innocent. You're not supposed to be, but that's just the way it is. I mean, you have, you know, people assume that these allegations are true because he's been let go from teams and he is not currently playing, right? And so they have to prove he's innocent. And companies' approaches to claims aren't that simple anymore. If somebody claims somebody assaulted you, a company can get sued if they don't fire that person right away and immediately take action. But what if that person's innocent? We're starting to have innocent people fight back going, there was no proof. You guys listened to a false claim and you let me go? You didn't even investigate? So we'll see what happens with this. But this isn't just about sports. This is about all institutions on, you know, what ends up happening. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case.
Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.